you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Friday, April 16th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. A big milestone in California's effort to vaccinate as many residents as possible. Governor Newsom says about half of all Californians eligible for the vaccine have received at least one dose. The state yesterday expanded its COVID vaccine eligibility to anyone 16 years or older, just days after federal health officials paused the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine over concerns of rare blood clots. Newsom says that the pause on the one-shot J&J vaccine should not keep eligible Californians from being immunized.
And while it is true that we had a temporary pause, a temporary setback with one of the approved vaccines, J&J represents just 4% of our weekly dose administration.
Newsom says supplies of the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines are expected to increase in the coming weeks to help make up the difference. Still, there is not enough supply to vaccinate everyone who is eligible right now, so it may still take some time to get an appointment. Two grocery stores in Long Beach will close permanently tomorrow. They're the first in the LA area to actually shut down amid a bitter fight over hero pay laws passed by cities across the state. KPCC's David Wagner has the story.
The grocery giant Kroger announced plans to close a Ralph's and a Food for Less shortly after Long Beach passed a temporary hero pay mandate. The idea is to compensate grocery workers who have faced great risk during the pandemic by requiring larger chains to pay an extra $4 per hour for 4 months. Kroger said the pay bump made it impossible to keep the two stores open. The company says all employees have been offered transfers to other stores in the LA area, but local grocery union president Andrea Zinder said some workers could have a tough time getting to their new job, like one long-term bakery clerk who was told she'd have to split her job between two stores.
She walks to work right now. She lives across the street. She's going to have to go to two different stores and take several buses in order to keep her full-time status.
Kroger says the transfers comply with the union contract. The company plans to close three more stores in LA next month due to that city's $5 per hour hero pay mandate. Covering the economy, I'm David Wagner.
The family of a Cudahy man with autism who was shot and wounded by a sheriff's deputy is demanding the release of body camera footage. KPCC's Robert Garova has more.
Sheriff Alex Villanueva says he will release the video once the family has a chance to see it. More than 2 weeks after Isaias Cervantes was shot, he's still in the ICU. Here's his sister, Yahaira Cervantes.
Seeing him in the hospital, I just cannot believe that this happened to my innocent brother, who has a mentality of a six-year-old.
The sheriff's department says deputies were responding to a disturbance call at the family's home when Cervantes attacked them. But the family's lawyer claims Cervantes, who is also deaf, was unarmed and compliant when a deputy shot him in the back. Cudahy Vice Mayor Elizabeth Alcantar said the city council passed a resolution this week calling on the department to release the footage and the names of the deputies who were at the scene.
We stand with the family demanding that there's a full investigation.
The council is asking the California Attorney General and the U.S. Department of Justice to investigate. Covering criminal justice, I'm Robert Garova.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Join us again next time. Meantime, get more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over LA. Details at www.ciclavia.org.